You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Dear young married couple, are the holidays all about the warm and fuzzies and reminiscing and nostalgia? Or is it really all about stress and just getting through the holidays and offering more opportunities for disconnection?
Yeah, a lot of couples experience both. But today, we want to talk about 6 holiday rules for a healthier marriage. So listen up.
All right. So rule number 1, stay on the same team.
Mm-hmm. Easy to get on the opposite team. But this is just a reminder to stay attuned to the other person. Mm-hmm. Both people are going to be going through different things. Let's say that I'm at her family's house and maybe I'm feeling lonely. It makes a big difference if she comes over and says, hey, you know, like, yeah, I see you over here kind of by yourself, whatever. I'm just making stuff up, but stay attuned to kind of where that person is in their emotions and call it out and help them, you know, through it, because it's so helpful when someone that loves you helps kind of guide you back into the flow of the holidays.
Yeah. And staying attuned, staying on the same team isn't just about the negative aspects, but also the positive aspects. So if you see your spouse really enjoying a specific holiday tradition or
join in.
Yeah, join in or recognize their joy. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you just look like you're lighting up. You're shining right now. Mm-hmm. Recognize their joy.
Right. The next rule is to be present. I think probably I struggle with this because I get so future oriented. You know, it's the end of the year and I'm like all about making goals and habits and all this stuff. But it's easy for the holiday and the holiday awesomeness to slip by without actually kind of, you know, just being present. And being present really means going into your senses. Like, what are you smelling? Do you smell the hot chocolate and the popcorn and all the fun stuff happening around you? Mm-hmm. Are you listening to the music, holiday music, and actually letting it affect you and make you joyful? Are the kids playing just getting you frustrated? Or is it a chance for you just to look around going, you know, thank God we have kids that are running around and making a mess and they're so happy and they're having so much fun and they've had way too many brownies. But like, you know, just what I'm saying is you can there's going to be a decision point, mm-hmm. whether that those things are going to make you frustrated or just like let them affect you in a positive way and enjoy it and be there.
Rule number 3, plan for the what ifs. Hmm. So this is all about setting boundaries really. But if you think about it in terms of what ifs, it's a little bit more tangible. So before you head out to the holiday, you know, to be with family or friends, talk to each other. What are the possible and probable things that will come up? And what are we going to do in response? So if so-and-so plays that kind of music, or if there's alcohol, or if there's, you know, like maybe there's a safety issue with gates being open at a particular house, or, you know, whatever the what ifs are. What if so-and-so wants us to stay a lot later? What time are we leaving? So plan, if this happens, what if this happens, then we're going to do this.
Right. Well, if I know that my spouse easily gets sucked into late night games, and
he may or may not be talking about a real dynamic.
Of course not, babe. But if she easily gets sucked into late night games, it's good to talk beforehand and say, hey, you know, the kids probably need to go down at this time, even though it's Christmas, maybe give them some extra time. What can we agree on would be a good time to start, you know, getting ready.
Yes.
Just so there isn't extra frustration that, hey, you knew it was this time or you were not paying attention and whatever. Mm-hmm. Like it's good just to go in to the holidays with kind of a game plan for when, cause you've been to the holidays a few times. Where are your normal arguments? Mm-hmm. What are they centered around? And start planning. If this happens, then we behave this way.
Yes. If you've been following us for some time, you know that one of the things we say a lot is that frustration is the result of uncommunicated and or unmet expectations. So this is all about communicating those expectations, yes, so that you have a higher probability of meeting the expectations.
Do that. All right. Next step would be create a budget and stick to it. This really helped us later on in our marriage and created a lot of stress for us early on in our marriage. Krissa is a big gift giver. Totally was encouraged in her childhood and stuck to her all the way throughout marriage. She loves giving. I remember though being on a shoestring budget, like absolutely we were poor. And I remember coming home and she had like bags and she was so excited. Like I got deals on all this stuff. And I heard like, you know, I'm hearing, I bought all this stuff and I'm seeing bags. I'm like, oh my word, we don't have money. Like, and so she was incensed that I didn't think that she would be frugal. And I was frustrated that she got so much stuff. And so, and giving my wife credit, she was frugal, but I was just oversensitive and we hadn't really come to an agreement, exactly, about how much we were going to like spend for the holidays.
This goes back to uncommunicated and unmet expectations.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Tags in with that. Yeah, a lot of these are kind of related. But just talking about, hey, how much do we want to spend on everything? Or how much do we spend on us? Mm-hmm. Or that's so helpful. It puts my mind at, yeah, ease knowing that Krissa is, you know, loving to do what she loves to do. And getting everybody gifts, and she's honoring our, you know, agreement.
Exactly. So stick to it. All right. Number five, know the nature of things. If you know that Christmas Eve with all the toddler cousins is loud and chaotic and exciting, and maybe the kids run around outside and come in and they're cold and they're dirty and they're wet and they need to get a bath, and you know that it's going to be this way, don't get disappointed or frustrated or stressed when it actually is that way. Know the nature of things and accept that going in.
Yes. She's actually pulling from Greek philosophy, a man named Epictetus. If you want some really interesting reading literature over the holidays, there you go.
I don't think it's very interesting.
It actually is. This one made an impact on me, but just knowing the nature of things, you know, like if you're on your way to the to the Christmas at your parents and you decide to stop at Starbucks, don't be frustrated that Starbucks has a long line. There always is a long line at Starbucks, especially on the holiday weekend.
If you're going shopping at the mall, yes, during the holidays,
there is always going to be a line in the mall.
And you probably won't find parking for like 10 minutes.
Yes.
So know that going in and accept the nature of things.
Right. It's really easy to be stressed by, you know, what normally happens around the holidays. So, mm-hmm, instead of being stressed, just say like in your mind, you know, calm yourself down and say, look, this is what generally happens around the holidays. Like, for instance, don't be frustrated that your grandpa is a grouch. He normally is a grouch around the holidays. So my grandpa isn't. But I'm just saying, don't be frustrated by the things that are always that way. It's, mm-hmm, their nature to be that way. Mm-hmm. So when your expectations of them are not matching reality, you're asking reality to bend to your will, and oftentimes it won't. You bend to reality. So know the, yeah, nature of things. Talk yourself through it. Expect, you know, what's expectable.
Mm-hmm. Number six. This is our last one. Keep some old traditions, but have freedom to start new traditions. So you guys are your own family unit. And especially if you're newlyweds or in your first few years of marriage, you're trying to figure out like what do we do around the holidays, the two of us, or if you have children, the three, four, or five of us, what's our holiday tradition? So, you know, for instance, we always got growing up a Christmas tree from like a parking lot, and it was special, and we decorated it, and everyone put their, you know, ornaments that were their birth ornaments or their ornament from when they were a baby. Everyone like put their ornament on the tree, and we, you know, record that, and it's special. But I really wanted us to be able to go and cut down our Christmas tree. So that was a new tradition that we started, was that we go cut down our Christmas tree in the forest. And then we go do the special ornaments and everyone adds their ornament to the tree.
Yes. I think it's really helpful to communicate because there's so many emotions going on about what, you know, each one of us want from the holidays, because there's so much expectation going in. Like, I just want it to be so much fun and everything else. You know, there's sadness about certain things. There's happiness and excitement mm-hmm. about certain things. So just getting it out. And sometimes, let's say that the couple has one partner who really is, you know, most of it's them directed. Maybe they're the extrovert of the couple and they're going out. And the other person's just like, hey, I want it to be more intimate. I mm-hmm. want it to be more about us. I would really want to go skiing this year rather than go to the 50 parties on that weekend. So kind of using like, hey, you want to do this? I honor that. Let's do that. I think that's great. But also I have a desire to do this.
Yep.
So kind of, you know, going together and haggling that out and figuring out like, what do we want to do as a couple?
Yes. So keep the old, some old, not all of it, but also have freedom to incorporate some new traditions.
Yes. So there are 6 rules for making your holiday less chaotic, more present, more wonderful, more happy.
We pray that you guys have a lovely Thanksgiving, and we are thankful for you this Thanksgiving. I pray that you guys are able to connect with each other and share what you're thankful for. So if you haven't shared that with your spouse yet today, you're probably listening to this like a day or two before Thanksgiving. Don't wait till Thanksgiving. Talk to your spouse and let them know, hey, here are 3 or 5 reasons why I'm thankful for you.
Ooh, that's good. Just do it. It'll make everything better.
We love you guys. We'll see you next week.
You're the best.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.